I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ladies, this episode is about books, like sexy books. So listen without your kids, and it's not safe for work unless you have headphones. Episode rated R for romantic and a little raunchy.
Brought to you by the magic of podcasting.
Welcome, podcasters.
Wait, are we podcasters? We're the podcasters.
We're the podcasters. I've had champagne.
Well, I might have too, and sometimes that happens, you guys.
Sometimes it makes things better. Can we just admit it?
Let me shock your pants off. We've both had one.
Yeah. So well, I'm not going to tell you my number, okay? It's better. Because if it's three, I'm like...
No, I'll tell you why she can't tell you the number, because we're in fractions right now. She's not good at them.
I'm not good at them.
I wish it's like we both had a bottle, because then it would make us seem like we were.
Are you kidding?
Hardcore.
If I had a bottle of champagne,
I wouldn't let you.
Well, I'd probably be super fun. I'd get in big trouble. Yeah. I'd be like, let's go show our boobs to everybody.
Yeah, I'd go along with that. I think.
Yeah, I'd be like, let's go live online. Let's see what we can fucking...
Oh, God, no.
Let's go complain about everybody. Yeah. That we really have notes about. Let's burn this fucker down.
Oh,
it was a linen dress.
Hey,
it was a linen
dress.
Make
sure that you are subscribing, downloading us.
Yeah.
Follow us on the socials. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We do have an Instagram podcast, but follow us on the main, because...
And both.
We'll link everything.
Whatever. We don't overpost. The argument is that we don't post enough.
Like we're asking you to...
No, it just helps us. And when we're in the race against 20-year-olds, you know.
Rate, review, and subscribe and say they're not 20, but they sound like it.
Well, we might not sound like it.
No.
But we remember what it was like to be like it, and we were fun.
Vaguely.
We didn't waste those years, I'll tell you that.
And to prove it, we're going to talk a lot about books today.
That makes it sound boring.
Oh, okay.
Tune out, 28-year-old high guy listening. We're talking about books.
This is what's interesting. Kristen was like, let's talk about, you know, summer reading and books.
Nope.
And then she went down a rabbit hole.
Sure did.
And a couple other holes, it sounds like.
In public. Not in public, but in public.
Okay.
Here's what happened. It started like this. Welcome to ADD. So I'm at this place. It's like, you know, it's like a library. I'm working at a computer by myself. And I start thinking about like, oh, I wonder what the top reads are right now. So I researched that. And then I'm like, oh, there are a lot of romanticy, which is a category in books these days.
Okay.
Romantic fantasy. I've got notes about that.
One of those made up words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But then I'm thinking, well, just straight up romance. What are those books? And you can imagine it's like Wuthering Heights. And is it Wuthering or Withering?
What?
And like, like the Pride and Prejudice, all those old school, books that I'm like, fine, but they don't have real horny scenes in them.
No, there's kissing in there. I can't. I mean, there's a lot of cat and mouse.
If you don't get anything. And the first thing you get is Pride and Prejudice. You're happy with just a little cat and mouse. You're probably humping the side of a pillow at that point.
It's a book, by
the
way.
You're like, Mr. Darcy, he's wearing a petticoat. I don't know.
I barely made it through the movie. I'll tell you
what
that.
What are you talking about? The hand thing? Oh, you don't even know. Okay. So then I went further and I was like, well, I wonder why we like romance novels. Like, why does romance have such a grip on us?
Wait.
I went from books to I went from summer reading
okay
to summer fun romances to romance novels, right, to why do we like romance
why
novels?
Why do we like romance novels?
Okay.
Is the, what the Google search was? That's like a teen boy putting bra ads into the Google search.
And
like,
I know because they wouldn't let me see everything. There were some adult provisions on there. I was like, who put all these guards on my search engine? Okay, but what I did do is try to go to AI and use ChatGPT, and they wouldn't let me see it. They were like, nope, because I kept putting in like, what is the most sexually explicit book? So I'm by myself.
Holy smokes. You're not by yourself. You're in a library.
You're right. And all the pictures come up, and I forget that I'm around people, and I am laughing so hard because my argument is, okay, there's so much to be said about this.
I know. Kim, before we get into the hot and heavy, when I thought it was just summer reading, I brought in my copy of The Anxious Generation. I'm trying to power my way through this book because everybody's like, you got to read it. You listen to a couple episodes of NPR and all of a sudden you're reading all academia.
Jen, I love you. Your book choices are so bad.
What?
And they are so boring.
Oh, you don't like The American Nations, A History of the 11 Rival Regional Cultures of North America?
My vagina just broke down. My vagina just went like this.
This, honestly, this one has been harder for me to, I've been trying to read this one for like 18 months. Because
turns you inside
out. No, it's incredibly interesting.
It is not. It is not.
A lot about current day America.
Boring.
When you go back and you look at history. Okay, that.
If there's not a hot guy on the front with wind blowing in his hair, I'm uninterested.
I literally grabbed the books that were next. I grabbed the top five books that were next to my bed
because
there's like
10. How do you have that one?
I've got a story to go with it.
Okay.
You want it now or later?
That is a big subject part of this conversation, but I want to know why you have that one and you don't have the first one.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly why.
Okay, well then let's hold on to that one. So, go to your boring last book.
Oh, my boring last book? Anna Hackett's Gladiator.
Okay, that might be decent.
No, look, she's a USA Today. USA Today best-selling.
Nobody reads USA Today. You get it in your freaking Hilton restaurant or Hilton.
It's the People magazine. That's why you know this is good. This is smut, Kristen.
I know. You know why I know it's good? Give it to me. You know why I know this book is good?
Why?
It's thin. This is not a heavy.
That font is like 18 too. This it's like here.
Thematically is.
I'm going to randomly turn to a page,
go,
Kristen.
Go. And oh my God. Okay. You got to go after page 80. You've got to look for the guy that doesn't like her. That's going to be who she bangs.
Okay. So,
look for a little tete-a-tete, if you will.
All right.
What do you call it? A little savoir-faire, a little cat and mouse.
She blinked. Nice of you to admit. He leaned back. I seem to recall you have to tend to my wound. She held up the vial and Raiden snatched some small livened nuts from the tray.
She grabbed his nuts?
He popped them into his mouth. Go ahead.
Oh my God!
But he was planning to have some fun. He tossed the sheet off and slid one arm beneath his head. Her gaze slid down his body, her cheeks
this
turning
a little
pink.
This is a book I'm into.
He felt his cock stir.
Jesus Christ! No way! I'm proud of you. Jen went from reading books that would literally make you a eunuch, that would take your genitals away, to a book that is the filthiest. You went
Harlequin.
You went Harlequin.
In moderation, you guys. You learn a little bit of history. You need to take a breather too.
No, you need to take a Harlequin bath. It needs to be filthy at the end. Do your homework during the day. Get filthy at the. I mean, come on.
There's no big words in that though, Kristen.
I know it's all right with me. I need it to be an easy read.
Then. Like last week, my friend Mo was in town. She lives back east. She had family. She's like, I'm going to stop by for dinner. And she like pulls me to the side. Uh-huh. You know, the kids are there, everybody. And I think she's going to give me some like very personal, like, hey, this thing is going on in my life. And she goes, hey, I was just wondering if you read fairy porn. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like,
A Court of Thorn and Rose.
I don't know what this means, but she goes, I thought if anybody read fairy porn, it would be you.
I have to agree. It is your space. So your space.
I go, well, like what? She said that, A Court of Thorn or whatever. I go, no. Know why? Because Kristen read through it, and she said there was only one page of like minor smut involved in it.
I've got notes.
So I didn't want to read it. And she goes, don't read the first book. You go right to the second book. So I immediately... Look, it's a bunch of fairies. I'm not going to remember. They're like woodland nymphs and shit. I'm not going to remember their name. So I went to, it's A Court of Mist and Fury by Sarah J. Moss. And she's like, this whole thing is chock full of just
okay
cock and balls.
Okay. Fairy cock and balls. Okay. Everybody was like, you've got to read A Court of Thorn and Roses.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody's talking about it on Book Talk, on Instagram. Everybody. This is the thing. Now, I am such a fan of books that get women like titillated, and also that are like the naughty books at book club, because that's all I want people to talk about. I got invited to a book club one time. The book was about cancer. It was the shittiest experience I've ever had.
That's, I don't read, you'll notice there's no Old Yeller next to my bed, okay? Because I can't read anything about dogs, nothing in a sad space.
Like, here's the thing. I am not just a, I'm not a smut reader. I have like a, I need to like vary my, like I will go from like reading something a little romantic to something about World War II, and then I'll go over to something that's thriller.
Well, how's that different than my stack of books?
Yours are just across the board, literally dehydrating my VV.
But you mean you will read fiction books only about world? Okay, see, that's
or
what,
true crime.
That's
fiction.
What she doesn't like. She doesn't like nonfiction books.
I don't like to read anything that feels like a manual. Okay, I need some adjectives in there. I need. Well, her dress slipped down.
Maybe you
down
have
her
a better understanding of U.S. government if you read.
I am married to a history teacher, man. I know too much. I don't want to hear any more about it unless there is a character that bangs in it.
I'm putting you to sleep is what happens. So.
She comes on with this book and it's like, the woes of the world. I'm like, do you, Jesus, need to just take the wheel?
No, the
that
other
horrible
ones
book you
on
had.
My stack, there's some self-help books and then there's a real thick one.
Oh, yeah, the other self-help.
Self-help books I love, and then the other one is the Man on the Train, which is that it's a real life
girl on
mystery.
The train is really good.
No, this is real life. It's about this
really
guy who's the most prolific serial killer in the United States that they've never been able, they thought it was like multiple guys. They're pretty sure it's this one guy that traveled by train, and it goes through and
she's
explains
doing?
Like all the wrong people that they originally caught.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's
okay,
very interesting.
So here is something that you'll think was cool that I've discovered in my research is I was like, what are the things that make women want to read romance? And then I was like, but the other part of
abs
it,
and dick. What do you,
you
have
think?
To, okay.
You would think. But the other one I was like, well, okay.
Pectoral
if women
muscles,
in total like to read romance, what's the other thing they like to read? True crime. So then when I started to research them, the thing that we get from our brain, the give back, it's very similar. The only difference with true crime is that there is a puzzle element, which we both really like. You're doing work, you're using evidence, you're talking it through. So the true crime of it all is a little bit more linear in that you're taking evidence and you're like figuring out a puzzle. Whereas
my husband doesn't understand it because I tell him, I go, I like true crime because there's no stakes. The bad things already happened.
Right.
I'm not like going to get set up.
Right.
For
that's
some
why
kind
I don't like to read horror.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
want
yeah,
the
yeah.
thing that already happened, but I like thriller because I like, what's the word? Not compelling.
Suspense.
Suspense. I love suspense.
Yeah, I want suspense.
But I like, it's 1 to 4. Like I will do a love story generally a little bit more, but it has to be a well-written one. I'm not a smut reader because I'm like 50 Shades of Grey. Here's what I say about it. Well done. I love that women were reading that on trains and in planes and like trying to like hide the fact that like it was the filthiest sex scene they've ever read in their whole lives.
Yeah.
But I was like, lady, you've used the word beguiling like 18 times. Like I know we're an American audience and you're a Brit, but like, let's use more words. Okay. It was the same thing kind of over and over, but I read them all like they were goddamn nachos, man. I just like, okay. So the thing about romance novels being giving us sort of the same kickback as true crime, I thought was so interesting. And one of the elements is in true crime, you are learning about the characters and you're creating empathy so that you can sort of figure out who's doing what. And in romance, you're creating empathy, but you're living vicariously. So it's this weird, like we're having a parallel experience. I think one is using your brain and one is using your, so they're very similar.
I would have to say, I don't disagree. I feel like the thing about reading something that's smutty is it's a slow ride. If you just watch porn, you're
or
like,
it's a really fast ride on a train in the middle of the desert.
Once you get to it.
Yeah.
But like my problem with like watching porn is like, oh, all of a sudden we're just naked on an office table or a
what
desk
do you want?
Or
14 scenes. I'm going to fast forward to it.
Look, there's one thing about like being in the mood and watching porn. It's totally different to be like
you're
not
doing
in the
dishes
mood
and watching porn, and then it gets you there. You're like, I need this guy to do his taxes first, and then there's a little repertoire, and then Maybe they take off their pants.
I'm saying like you might not be in the mood, but if you read a book, it will slowly get you into the mood is what I'm saying.
So,
and women are constructed differently than men.
Yes.
Men are just like, get right to the hardcore part of it. And women are like, can I need a build up, little bit of a setup?
You're right. So when I did this research, it was really interesting that women, so we need like the fairy tale unpacking in our brain because the reality is, less sexy than what our brain tells us. So like if a woman, if we go see a movie and it's the most romantic movie and there's a romantic sex scene, you're still in a movie theater with like rando number 42, two seats over. And you're like,
did I lock my car?
Yeah. You can't really enjoy yourself because you're watching this sex scene and it's public and you're like, ugh. And you know,
some people can, but
sure.
They're called men. Yeah.
You're more sexually forward than me. I'm like, are we watching Magic Mike together? This is so naughty. So women need to read it like privately and it like starts to like rev your engine. It does all good things.
Yeah.
It sparks all these different pathways in your brain because if you're really into the story and you really like the characters, you're having kind of a full body experience. You're getting turned on.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So, I was thinking back to when we were young and I was like, our moms used to read books like that. And they are very different than the books of today because back in the day, they were smut. It was Harlequin romances, which were just porn. They're porn. And then it kind of changed. First of all, I think we want to read good writing. Like there's so much in the space. Now we're picky.
Yeah, and it's a more elevated.
It's more elevated. We're not just reading a thing about a guy in the country who has a house and then, you know, this woman comes over and she's wearing a little tank top and then they, you know, have a little thing and then they bang. It's not enough for us now.
Please don't go into writing romance novels, Christine.
It would be the shortest book you've ever read.
My short story book on romance novels.
It started out as romance, ended up a grocery list. It's fine. Attention deficit disorder. So ACOTAR really frustrates me because.
Is that the one that
yes,
I got?
Okay. A Court of Thorn and Thorn. I never get it right. I'm just going to say that. So Casey,
A Court of Thorn and Roses.
Okay. So Casey, who's listening right now, she's like, oh my God, you got to read it. It's so good. So I start reading this orange covered book and I've got it with me everywhere. And I don't realize it's the book. It's like 50 Shades of Grey, but I don't know it. So I'm reading it at my kid's third like communion thing. And I'm like in the courtyard, like, hey, Rich, how are you guys? Where's
anybody
the priest?
Anybody need do confession? Anybody in the third row?
And I'm like,
anybody?
I've got it open in the pews. I'm like, okay. So I read this whole damn book. It's fairy porn. The whole first book is story building, and that's what romanticy is. It is building a world you haven't been in before. You're like, oh, we've got a different word for telephone. Okay, what is it?
I'll go back and read book one if
I think you're going to really like it, which is going to piss me off because I'm on the other side.
I don't know.
But book two, I've not done all this work to have no fun, so I'm going to read book two against everything that I've just said right now. Are we book clubbing this?
I mean, sure.
It's 800 pages.
It is a big book, I'll tell you.
Took me to 380 to get those fairies to do anything sexually.
Well, there is a sneak peek of the next book, but it ends on 626, you guys.
Oh, my God.
So
it's going to take me a summer and a half. listen, I've seen women reading it and it looks like they're eating the pages. So there must be something happening in there that's worth it. Tell us what you think.
Turned to 514.
No, absolutely not. I'm going to read that book. You're going to ruin it. Jen, don't. You're literally at the end. It's the only time anything happens. If you spoil it.
I'm just making sure that something exciting happens in it because.
Well, it's literally the most popular book on the market right now.
I'll give it like 125 pages to get into some stuff.
I think that is a fair number because with Harlequin, somebody bangs chapter 3. So
also recommend some books to us, you guys. I would love a series that's something like, I love maybe 1800s kind of everybody living in some kind of a like.
She's just talking about her sexual fantasy right now.
No, I am. I want somebody. This has been written. Whatever your sexual fantasy is, somebody has done
rewritten about it.
There's a whole magazine about
it. Yeah, there's no, you're not that interesting. Like, there's nothing that hasn't been done.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you this. So, you know, there's a book club list. Like, what are the most fun books to talk about at book club? I looked that up too. You guys, I did a deep dive. I was really into this. And one of the top books is It Ends With Us, which is, you know, everybody's having a fight right now, Blake and the guy and the. Everybody, I've tuned out. So
me too.
But my daughter, when I was on the road, went to Barnes & Noble with my husband, who is, by the way, so loose with the credit card when it comes to books. I'm like, just one is fine. So Eleanor goes, Dad, can I get this book? And of course, he doesn't check. And it ends with us is the book she buys.
Isn't there some steamy sex scenes in there?
Yes. So I come home and Eleanor has finished it. She has never read a book. So fast in her life. And the movie comes out and I'm like, Eleanor, is this the book that you read? And she goes, I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And then Kayla, who rides with us carpool to school, goes, Eleanor's holding the book. I still don't know what kind of book it is. And Kayla goes, that's my mom's book club book. And I'm like, okay, what book is this? Of course it's full of like horny sex scenes. And Eleanor's like, reading it so fast so that I don't catch her. And then I watch the book and I'm like, I don't know how I feel about horny books.
Yeah.
For a sixth grader, but she read a book. So
I tell you what, I do read a lot and not necessarily books. I love magazines like crazy. But my brother was like, I remember you as a child being quite a prolific reader. It was all Flowers in the Attic books.
Oh, my
God.
It was
all, like, the smuttiest.
We?
All the side books that came off of it. Like, I had a whole, like, shelf.
Flowers in the Attic is, if you don't know, well, we talk about it in our live show, but it is a love story between a brother and a sister-ish.
Yeah, but if you block that part out.
There's a lot of.
I think.
I don't know. There's just kids captive in an.
I know.
In an attic,
waiting
for mom to.
There's also a great love story between like the mom and somebody. I can't remember exactly. But then the further you get in the series, the less close to home it gets. That wasn't the part that I found
salacious and compelling, and we love it. And if we don't show anybody the cover, who cares? It's fun. You're getting away with something.
That's what started it for me. You start your kids off on Where the Red Fern Grows. They're probably never going to read again.
Yeah, they're going to be like, reading sucks. I cried all the time.
Yeah, by the way, there's a couple moments in Black Beauty that are a little exciting too between the trainers and the riders.
Totally.
You know? Like,
I'm like, why do I want to ride a horse right now? I will tell you, the first time I ever read a full, what I call like an adult book is I have a very vivid memory. We were driving to Denver, which was an 8-hour drive in the freaking giant car we had.
Yeah.
And I was in the back.
55 on the highways, probably.
Oh, my God.
So slow.
I just remember. And my mom had been reading a book and she put it behind her and it was in the seat and it was Finer Things by Danielle Steele.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I was so bored and had such attention deficit disorder that the ride was so terrible that I decided to read. That's how bad it was. I decided to settle down and read a book. That's how awful these 8-hour trips were.
Yep.
And I read kind of the whole book. And I had never realized that words on a page could be words on a page, if you know what I mean. And Danielle did not hold back. There was some sexy stuff. I also think there was an antique store that I really liked involved in Finer Things.
Created an empire.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Because I remember this very well. in the grocery store, which tells you they God, knew yes. what their marketing was. When you would like go up to checkout, there would be these like huge displays and it would have books in it.
Like Harlequin. They were old school.
There would be one and it would have like the front of it cut out like a window of a mansion or whatever. And then you would turn the page and it would be like a shirtless guy with
this woman on a horse,
her boobs out or something.
She's
like
the dirty chaperone. Yeah.
And it was like, here are the characters that you're going to picture while you read this book.
Yes.
But like, that's not at grocery stores now, I guess, because there's Amazon, right? But
well, no, I think everything's a little elevated. It's not like as out there, like, hey, man, this is just a book full of sex. Like,
well, I tell you,
you
what,
can get that in a Snickers bar on the way out of Jack and Jill.
TJ Maxx, you get me a lot on those impulse buys and that long checkout line. You put some of those books, I'm going to have a cart full. Are you kidding me?
And I do think, like, to that point, I think that there's like all of these statistics that are coming out that like young people are not having as much sex as we did. They're not like the connective tissue isn't there as much in terms of like going out socially because I think it's because of phones. And I think because we are more considerate about like maybe the content we're taking in, everything has kind of changed. I think romanticism is now the go-to instead of like the Harlequins at the grocery store. But part of me is like, but there's such delight in some of this. It's erotica, basically.
Yeah.
But you're not going to go into Barnes & Noble and walk into their erotica section as comfortably as you're going to walk in and see a Thor. Look at this cover. There's no Fabio on the cover of that.
No, there's a bird on it, you guys.
You guys, because I can't figure out who the hell anybody is in this book.
I would not.
There's two fairies. They wear masks. And I was like, oh, is this a threesome book? Nope, not at all. Nothing. Just
is this one a threesome
book? I hope. Mm-hmm. I'm angling that there's going to be a lot of dabbling.
Okay.
And I feel like I would really like someone just to be over 40 in one of these books and just gets it and likes it.
Hey, if it's romanticy, you can fantasize their whatever age.
Well, no, because everybody's really young in this. I'm like, well, I want to hear somebody's on progesterone and getting a bunch of banging action.
You know what? That there's a book for that. You absolutely
I know it's called On All Fours. It's disgusting. It's very sexual.
But isn't that like more of a how-to book or something?
I don't know, Jen. I didn't open it.
I
judged a book by its cover and I was like, I'm not giving my husband any ideas. I'm not getting on all fours. Here's the other book.
What if you read the fairy book first? Maybe that won't put
I'm hoping. I'm really, you guys, I hope I'm sitting in the seat 600 pages from now going, you guys, I was wrong. It's fantastic. The first book was a precursor and a roadmap and a lot of frickin' exposition, but now I'm here for it and everybody's banging. That's what I hope. The other book I was going to tell you that I do think is like one of the greatest romance series ever is Outlander. I think it's one of the best.
Okay.
Did you read it?
No, I haven't read it.
Oh God, to read that book again for the first time would be so awesome. What's the book you read the fastest in your life? Like that you were like literally couldn't. It's going to be like,
oh, you'll get mad at me.
Oh, the history of the Muslim faith and what?
Great Gatsby.
Okay. That's on the top list.
Really?
That's on the top like 20 best.
I read it in like a day.
Romances of all time.
Yeah. And it's the romance. It's the
color of the 1920s too. Yeah. I mean, that guy, he wrote one book
about it.
F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Well,
he wrote one book
too.
I don't think anybody.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Great. She taught English too. I can't.
I did teach English and I was like, guess what? I'm not going to make you do read Old Man and the Sea because it's boring and it sucks. We're going to read fun books. Old Man and the Sea is God garbage. I was like, is this guy going to die on the boat? Can we tip him over? Somebody's got a water all around, not a drop to drink. When's recess?
I did read Slaughterhouse-Five pretty quickly.
It's pretty awesome.
Too. Yeah.
I think the book that I read the fastest was Kite Runner. God, just so good and so sad and so compelling. Ugh. And then I read the second one, Something Splendid Sons, I think. And I read that super fast. But I read The Da Vinci Code. Like, I wanted to go on a Da Vinci Code tour.
I think they have those.
They did. I was single.
I haven't read those. I was in my 20s when those came out.
It was so good. Here's the thing.
Reading
I'm so
anything
basic.
But a warning on cigarettes when I was in my 20s, man.
I know. I can't believe I read a book in my 20s. I'm impressed with myself.
Where did you find time for that between?
I don't know. I don't know.
With stupid shit.
In my backpack, I'm
work.
Waking up, leaving wherever I'm at, reading that book, you know, riding home. It's fine.
Man.
It's fine. one of the first books written that might have been considered like erotica. Because there's been a lot of books that are like there's a whole book about Sodom, like Sodom and Gomorrah, but it was meant to sort of like deface sex.
Number one, what I want in something erotic is not to feel guilty about
exactly.
it. Okay.
So it was more like here, and also the like Tantra and all that stuff. That's been around forever. But this is books.
And I don't want sex to feel like it's a workout. That's
right.
Number two.
I'm also
no
like,
guilt,
I don't
no want
to have to see a position that I don't want to do.
I don't want to have to look directly at my own abs while it's happening.
Or my own
lack
asshole.
Of abs.
Like
oh,
I'm
God.
Like upside down going like, oh, this is fun. It's not. Laying there is more fun. So I, there's a, it's called Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Yeah. I've heard of this.
It was interesting because it was written in England. And so they were real uptight about anything in the sexually explicit space. So they said that forever that this was a sexually explicit book. And then that ban was lifted. And then it kind of like gave permission for writers to write more like bluntly, like instead of like doing the like Mr. Darcy, like talk around it, like they could just go for it. And so I found this excerpt and I think you need to read it. It's from
okay.
Lady Chatterley.
I want to read it.
Lady Chatterley's Lover, 1968. Okay. It's so short, but it's so dumb.
Oh, you want
okay.
me to read it out
okay,
loud?
Read it. Okay. Read it out loud.
All right. From Lady Chatterley's Lover, 1968. And she felt him like a flame of desire, yet tender. And she felt herself melting in the flame. She let herself go. She felt his penis risen against her with silent, amazing force and assertion. And she let herself go to him. She yielded with the quiver that was like death. She went all open to him. I think that's pretty damn specific.
You think so?
Yeah.
I would say they were used the word penis. Give it a different name.
Well,
penis takes me out of it.
Really?
It was like his what's the word they use? Throbbing muscle.
Well,
but not penis. It's too. I immediately
it's
got.
It's a little clinical.
It's
I'll
a little clinical.
That,
I'm like, you know, it's like when my husband's like, "Is this normal on the side of here?" I'm like, "Yeah, let me look at your penis." It just. It's too. Okay. So now cut to.
But think about that being a long time ago. Like
that's what I'm trying to say. Imagine reading something like that for the first time. I would have like probably masturbated in public. Okay.
Well, I mean, try you wouldn't want to read that that paragraph with your mom around.
No, because so, I would have been like,
yeah,
what's going on down there?
Imagine you live back in the day where you think that all of the hosts of heaven are gazing over your
I would
shoulder,
have exploded.
Making sure your hands are out of your crotch, right?
Yeah, I would have exploded.
Much.
I would have. Yeah. I would have been like, I need to ride a horse immediately.
Ah!
I need to release this. Okay, so
she
now
threw
cut
herself
to,
down the stairs.
So please read this.
Oh God, there's another one.
It's so filthy. I don't think
is
I,
it. What's this?
Okay, this was the, okay. Just
oh,
to
God.
Give you an example,
she's making me read it, you guys, because she gets
so
to
dumb. Ask a court and throw thorny roses.
Wait.
It takes 368 pages to get to anything. This is a Harlequin romance, chapter 3.
All right,
chapter 3. We're at
and
page
I bet it's
60.
Yeah, but
at the very best,
huge
and
font,
huge font,
right?
15 letter font.
Okay, all
okay.
Right.
This is called The Tycoon, which tells you everything you need to know. Guy owns a business.
Why does it say Kristen read The Tycoon in Harlequin chapter 3?
No, I meant Kristen read. I was going to make me read it, but now I want you to read it.
Her tongue was shy but determined. Max tilted his head to allow her better access. Her fingers burrowed into his hair, her nails scraping the back of his scalp. He shifted her in his lap.
Gross!
The skirt of her sundress was straight and narrow, and earlier he'd loved that it hugged her hips lovingly. But now he cursed the tight material because he wanted no need it to feel her skin. He rubbed the line of her spine. Kristen, when does it get smutty?
I don't know. Get down. It's, go down
okay.
further. Go to nipple in the mouth. I read
okay.
it a couple times.
Her hands were busy moving down his chest and caressing him through the barrier of his shirt, inflaming him further. Reaching beneath her, he lowered the zipper of her sundress.
Oh my God!
And used his teeth to tug the silk fabric away from her skin. She was as lovely as he'd expected, a little fuller, though. Her breasts were round.
Fuller? How rude.
No, he's talking about her boobies.
Oh.
Her breasts
I thought he was
were
like,
round
commenting.
With large nipples.
Oh, I thought
You're
he was commenting.
You're taking me out of it, okay?
Sorry.
Her breasts were round with large nipples. Okay. His hand shook as he looked at her. His legendary control hung by a damned thread. He brought her hands to her feminine flesh. Is that her?
Brought his what?
Her feminine flesh.
Feminine flesh. I think that's your.
At downstairs? Okay.
Yeah.
Touching
what
her
else
with the
is
soft
feminine
hands,
flesh?
She shivered. He couldn't wait another minute to taste her.
Ew,
to see
good
if her
God.
Breast would be as sweet as her mouth had been.
Good God.
Kristen, are you sure you like this? Because you feel very uncomfortable to me right now. You guys,
it's
she's
so,
gripping
so
her
filthy.
Ears. I know.
It's so filthy. My mom did not read stuff like this. It was shrouded in Danielle Steele.
I don't even think it's that filthy.
It's so filthy. And there was one I was like, I dare not copy and paste this. It started with the word clitoris.
Yeah. What are you scared? You're going to get on an FBI watch list or something?
Yes. God's
going to
see
clitoris,
me.
Much more clinical than penis, don't
penis
you think?
Penis takes me out of the romance. Call it a hot throbbing muscle.
Well, I think you should read Anna Hackett's Gladiator.
Okay. It's too filthy.
I think you should take that one home.
She thought it looked like a giant panther. Please be talking about his wiener.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm taking this home.
All right.
Okay. Because... I want to just look, I got no judgment. What I want is to feel something when I read. And if it's a little tingle, that's fine.
Yeah.
If it's a little mystery, that's fine. I love thrillers. Gone Girl, amazing. Girl on the Train, amazing.
Okay.
I read Helter Skelter, not amazing. Too much.
I don't like to mix my genres. I don't want
what?
I don't want a crime and sex. I want just a man with a mysterious job in shipping who works overseas.
And he wants to buy you stuff all the time.
Yes.
Devil Wears Prada, great book.
Oh, really?
Literally better than the movie. And I love the movie. You would die for that book.
Okay.
It gives you a horny version of describing designer bags. I didn't even know what a designer bag was. And I read that book and I was like, why do I just... want all the things.
I think I just like that element, and maybe clearly a lot of women do because this is a lot in that genre, which is I like the idea where like everything is really buttoned up, like people are using the right spoons. And
yeah,
the right
you love the Bridgerton series. It's amazing.
Yes.
It's an easy read. My brain goes, I get all the words and it's moving really fast and I don't have to think about a goddamn fairyland with weird houses that aren't called houses. And weird names like Amorphoporcia. And I'm like, I kind of want to punch the
Amorphoporcia is a little on the nose.
Is that one of them? Casey's like, it is. Like, or a Phara. I'm like, I don't even know how to say your name. I can't get anybody straight. I don't know what Tamlin is. I don't know. It's just a lot. There's a map. There's a land. There's a different land.
Yeah.
Fantasy.
So a little less story, a little more smut.
Just more like, let's introduce the people that are going to be important to this story.
Okay.
I don't need to know how everybody feels at every step of the way.
I will tell you, I think I'm going to get into this series because when I watch, what's the Disney one with Snow White's mom?
Is it like fan fiction? The one that was written in?
No, Maleficent. The one that's got Angelina Jolie and
all the
guys
fun.
With the half horse guys. They're pretty hot.
I think... fan fiction is so cool. Like when people want to hear a different version of a story.
Yeah.
Like there was one with Pride and Prejudice and zombies. There was
They made a movie about it.
Yeah. There is like some cool crossover and I love when people are being creative. I'm just saying this series, I'm going to challenge it to really hook me in, but I'll give it a real go and I'll report back.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if book one wasn't enough for you,
everybody tells me book two is where it's at.
Okay.
I did the hard part. You know, when you read books that aren't fun, you do. You definitely do.
Yeah.
And you come back and you're like, well, I guess I'm better off that I read it. That's how I feel. That's not how this book is supposed to be. I'm not like in a class.
I don't like to read a book that's dumb and be like, well, that was hours of my life that I'm
never
going to get
back. Oh, I'll throw
the book
fast. Done.
I want to at least have learned something, even if it wasn't that great of a book. But I mean, this one, maybe I'll learn something.
How much did I complain on the airplanes reading the first book?
Pretty a lot.
Come on.
I was really just trying to keep her happy, trying to get her to watch
Thor Ragnarok
instead of reading the book again because she wasn't happy.
You guys, send us your best list.
Please. I want like a good series that's like
I did
good
a little-
writing. I don't need you to tiptoe into the erotica space. I need you to just get there.
I need you to tiptoe and talk around it, please.
Yeah.
Don't use the word penis. The book that I've heard that is awesome is the book called Atmosphere. That's evidently supposed to be awesome.
Okay.
And then there is a series called, oh, damn it. I wrote it down and now I can't find it. We'll post a bunch. These are, I think book recommendations are so fun to talk about because when I ask for a book recommendation, people are, women especially, they just want to tell you what their favorite book is.
Yeah.
Mine is The Nightingale, which can't be, has not been beat in many, many years. But I love when the, when there's consistency, because then you know it's great. Like,
yeah.
If you see like over and over, it's like, oh, it's, you know, The Seven Wives of Evelyn Hugo over and over. I'm like, I got to read that. That was a great book. Didn't make me feel good at the end, but good. Great.
I did not read that one because generally I don't like fiction.
Fiction?
Sorry. Yeah.
That's the made up one.
Yeah.
That's better.
And I don't. Yeah.
Just make up the facts. Genre. That's what I do. Make up facts. Doesn't need to be real if it's in a book. It doesn't need to be real. It's a pretend land.
Well, I think
it's ACOTAR.
We've got a horny Rosenthal already, right? It's the gladiator and is rubbing wiener.
This is, you went real low. Did you buy this?
Yes, I bought that. I just haven't gotten to it yet. No, I got it at the Ripped Bodice.
Ew.
What?
What's that?
It's a romanticy books. Yes. No,
you went into a horny bookstore?
It's
Jen, you go from zero to 60. You see why I'm frustrated.
It is not. It is.
It's called the Ripped Bodice.
You know how alongside the highway, there'll be something that says adult bookstore and there's not a book in there. It's just all videos and dongs. It's not that. It's only books and it's all books for women.
But you went in it. You went into it all. Hold on a second. You found an all women's, you found an erotic bookstore.
Yes.
Did you Google it?
I went to a reading there.
You dirty little bird.
My friend is writing.
Jen,
what?
Did you wear a torn bodice?
No.
Did you salute up?
No, I didn't at all. I dressed very demurely. It's not you wear jeans, Kristen. It's not that. It's just.
I am shocked.
It's such a lovely
place. I go to a place called Bookstar. There's many books. There's travel books and there's reasonable books.
Well, you could also order it online, but this had like a reading and they had like pink lemonade. And
oh,
like they, you could just browse.
You went to a swingers party. You went into the dark arts. This is the whole episode. Put this first.
Did not.
You went to a dirty store. Did they have dongs there?
No, they didn't.
They don't have dongs. Urban Outfitters has dongs. Target has dongs.
They don't. You're not understanding, Kristen. It is only books. It is an actual bookstore. There is a man.
Yeah, there is.
Bookstore on the side, like on the, you know, 40 to Houston. But there is a woman's bookstore and it's called, well,
the Ripped Bodice.
It's called the Ripped Bodice and it's all like fantasy romantic books, and it's the most comfortable place you've ever been. Like, it's nice.
I want to go, but I don't want to go.
There's like, you would absolutely love it. You would love it so much.
And then you went in, you were like, I need a horny book. And she's like, I love The Gladiator.
No, I just saw the picture on it, and I was like,
oh my God, what?
I'm just saying, it's so cute. They've got like little chase lounges.
Yeah, for everybody to touch themselves.
No, they don't. There was not a man in sight.
No, I mean, women are like, it's a free for all.
No, it's not like that. I'm going to make you
go there. Not that I would be mad about that. I'd be like,
I think you would have your arms crossed until you got in it. Then you'd be like, okay, I think I get it. This is a nice place. And they also kind of have it lined up. So it's like, if you haven't read it before and you just want to like, you want good story or whatever, start here. And then they have
the pages. There's like a
lovely woman who probably goes to Ren Fairs that works there that can suggest books to you. And it's lovely.
You're so far more mature than me. I would die.
I don't think you would.
That is why we read books, is so we can just escape into the world. I don't have to like put myself into a place of fornication.
There's no fornication that goes on in here.
Yes, there is, mentally.
They have a card with a punch system, Kristen, where you get a free book.
What do you do if it's a salute-y reading? Do you read it? Okay, so there is an audiobook of maybe I dabbled because I'm curious. Because ACOTAR is so freaking long.
I knew she was protesting too much. Okay.
I thought, well, I'm not, my eyes hurt on the planes, you know, and I don't have my like light around my neck because I need to see and whatever. and I don't have my iPad because I like real books.
Talk about so drying up my vagina.
Listen.
I had my mouth guard in, and then I had icy hot patches on my wrists because they've been getting the carpal tunnel. And then...
fuck you. And then the audiobook is too horny. It's like, and then he took... And I know it's very popular, but I felt very exposed. I was listening to part of it on the plane next to you, and I was like this.
I'm not listening.
I am sinning. This is ear porn. This is ear porn. I can read it, and it's not porn, but fairy porn, maybe soon on the second book. Fingers crossed.
I will tell you that, like, going into that...
I'm shocked.
That first part of Victoria's Secret that has, like...
No.
Literally, like, a piece of elastic that goes, like... That barely covers your front and then goes, like,
yeah,
up the back.
Yeah, that's why I don't go in there.
Okay. That is more, like, uncomfortable Salacious. To me than going to this bookstore. It's a pretty bookstore. It's set up girly. It's, like, but it just looks like a bookstore. It's cute.
I love the idea. I love the idea. And I hope women everywhere go in to that store. But I will be in the car, and I'll give you a list of books that I would enjoy and any recommendations that the woman has there. But if she's talking to me, I'm giggling the whole time. I'm not grown up.
I just feel like go there with a friend. The
I
rules,
love the Genesis.
She's going
to
come with me.
No, she made me go to an adult store in Miami.
Was very different. It was gross. It was a man adult bookstore. And it was like this Persian guy was like, what kind of dong you want? It was not.
And I looked like somebody had like... I was like stapled to the wall. I was so scared.
It was a store in Fort Lauderdale. I told my husband about it. He was like, why'd you do that to her? And I was like, yeah. I thought it'd be funny. I didn't know it would be traumatic. But
very risque. There was wieners everywhere and weird bodysuits that looked uncomfortable.
Yeah. They're like,
no. Yeah. And that guy kept going, do you want to see one?
Need to try anything on?
Yeah. I was like, no, bro. What part of me having my arms folded, hiding in a corner, tells you that I want to be, that I want to try any of this on?
Then he had me pegged. He's like, the sale table is right over here. Many good deals on the old model of this.
Just like, do you have the 45,000 one, the next edition of this one?
I think for the first time I feel uncomfortable. I think I have.
Well, we've gone into the adult space, and I think I'd like to come right back from it.
It is not this. You knew before I made you go in there. It didn't make her. I didn't drag her. I was just like, I'm going in. You can't let me go by myself.
That's dragging me. That's coercion.
But this place, I think you could go on a Saturday afternoon and be like, oh, fun.
I would be into it because I love the idea of like supporting women authors and like it being like
a woman-owned business.
Female gaze.
Yeah.
I think the female gaze is so much more like accurate and sexy and cool, and then a male gaze at, because then it's just you're just banging, like it's aggressive and
right.
I like the female gaze, like the Bridgerton of it all.
It's like a very safe, comforting, welcoming space for everybody, unless you're a dude who's there to like hang out and be gross. I've been in there a lot, but there was
Jen's
no one like that when I was there.
My card's full.
I think you. Yeah, no, you don't buzz the game.
I just love that you bought
weird,
the most, like, this is not a female
that's
writer
them.
That's
I bought
like, we're champion.
I bought four books because I like to support small businesses that are woman owned. So I bought a couple of salacious books. Okay.
I love that about you because the books you were reading, I was so worried about you. I was like, oh my God, she's using all of her time on earth for just learning. Did we podcast?
I think
so. My head hurts.
We got to leave because we got to go to the Ripped Bodice.
Pioneer.